Hey guys.
Hey.
Wow, this is like probably one of the most special episodes.
Okay, no pressure.
We've ever recorded. Do you want to tell them why?
Yes, for this is so weird. My boyfriend is in the stew with us today.
Kai's boyfriend is in the stew.
Literally.
After one calendar year of Kai being like, my man. He's finally here.
Who shall not be named, yeah. He has a name. His name is Adam.
Adam.
Hi.
It's literally Adam and Steve. I think about that sometimes when I'm like high in my shower. Do you know the saying? It's Adam, and, yeah, Adam yeah. and Steve. It's Adam and literally me.
It's literally Adam and Kaivan. Oh my God. I'm so happy. And I feel like we chose Adam to be on the pod because...
We also thought...
Okay, I never thought.
That's fair.
I thought we were choosing Adam to be the first boyfriend to be in the podcast because Adam is the most loyal listener.
Yeah. Adam listens to every episode.
He's
you can speak, by the way.
A fan.
I know. I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous. What are you nervous about?
I'm just your number one fan, so it's a lot of pressure. You know? Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to be here. I love your podcast. It's the only one I ever listen to.
I actually believe you.
What do you like about the show?
I don't know. I just love hearing, you know, what?
Bring it a little closer to you.
I just love hearing everything about pop culture because I literally know nothing about pop culture. It's like quite embarrassing.
Yeah, fuck me then.
TikTok brain rot. It's also New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it's like mere hours before midnight.
10:30.
In true us fashion, we're doing this a few days before it's out. If you're listening to this, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Glad you're alive. Yeah. I mean that sincerely. I said that sarcastically. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I hope you had fun.
Okay, we're having a little like a micro New Year's Eve party.
Yeah. This is the ideal scenario for me, by the way.
Yeah, I feel like I'm crashing. Okay, can we be honest?
To be fair, I invited you and your boyfriend.
He's not here. And I thought you knew
which
that.
Which we found out when you walked in the
door. I thought you knew that. And I was like, oh my God, I feel so awkward crashing your guys' romantic New Year's.
It is cute, yeah.
But then I showed up.
Adam's been like, he's been wanting to hang out with you since you
It's
met.
True. So we can like kiki, just the three.
We're kiki. And me and Adam, I know we know this, that he is a Libra. Mm-hmm. And I'm a Libra. Mm-hmm. And I feel like
me.
We see each other.
Yes.
In a way. And I'm excited to dive into that in the pod.
The psychosis in this room is like off the charts.
I feel like we also just took a shot of tequila.
We're all a little warm.
A little tips. It was so funny because like I've been talking my shit on this podcast for weeks being like, in the new year, I just really want to be more grounded and I just like don't want to drink as much. And then I like felt the little like feral urge. I saw Saltburn.
Murder on the dance floor.
And that made me want to get...
Venus was real. Sorry.
Really?
It was real.
I believe that.
It was real.
It looked real to me.
I peeked once. I'm sorry.
I couldn't tell what was going on. Was it like a little baby chub moment? Or was that just...
No. I think little man has it on. Oh. Is all.
I thought it was soft.
It was soft is what I'm saying. He's saying it had a certain length to it.
It did.
I'm just saying we should take a trip to Ireland.
It had a certain length.
The gravitas.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I think...
This is Jacob Elordi. Open to the
I think Jacob Elordi. Okay, can we talk about Jacob Elordi?
I would love to talk about Jacob Elordi. I saw a meme today. It was, what's her name on TikTok? Alex, what's her face?
Earl?
No. The exact opposite of Alex Earl.
Kasani?
Yes. You see why that's funny, right?
Yeah.
She was like, I just want to be a little bottom because bottoms get all the like the high-paying tops. And in the comments, it was like Jacob Elordi be like...
Right.
You know, just to be a little bottom.
Jacob Elordi is so baby girl.
He's baby girl.
But he's so like...
Could choke me and throw me through a wall.
Uh-huh.
Lovingly, respectfully.
Okay. Sorry, I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question. Do you guys have like similar celebrity crushes or like taste?
I don't know if we've ever actually talked about that.
Well, I would love to. This should we open?
Let's talk about this. Hello, everybody. My name's Taylor.
My name is Kaivon.
And my name is Adam.
Okay.
And welcome back to another episode of
No Follow-Up Questions. The show where we talk about the booms, the bangs, and the blunders of living through your 20s. You did that.
Mm-hmm. She did that.
Okay. Celebrity crushes.
Let's go.
Do you have celebrity
crushes? You know, I never really had one. Growing up, I had girl celebrity crushes. Mm-hmm. Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, she's cute.
Obsessed.
Also a little gay, though.
Obsessed. But as far as guys go, no, I don't. Oh, the guy from Twilight.
Which one?
Robert Pattinson?
No.
Taylor Lautner?
No. He's like the evil, like, there's like three of them that.
Oh, James.
Yeah. He was also on Burlesque.
Yeah, I was really obsessed with him for some reason.
Interesting. Sorry, yeah. I can't be that for you.
It's okay.
Generic white man?
Yes. Shirt off. No shoes.
Simply not a shoe to be seen.
What about now?
Okay.
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not the biggest pop culture girly.
Okay, so, but, like, let's think about who you saw Saltburn. Uh-huh. Are you more of a Jacob Elordi or Barry Keoghan?
Or are you more, like, the other gay boy in that?
Yeah, Farley.
Farley? Yeah.
I think Jacob Elordi.
Okay. Yeah. If we had to pick.
But you like muscle.
I like muscle.
You like muscle. You like tall. We know this.
I like tall.
You like tall and you like Australian. No.
No, it's funny because Jacob Elordi didn't really stick out to me in Euphoria.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I don't know if he did to like everyone. I feel like he popped off a little bit more recently. Is that true?
Is that true? I didn't watch Euphoria.
Like Euphoria, I don't think he was like that girl.
You didn't watch Euphoria either.
No.
So I feel like maybe. Well, with this and the simultaneous Elvis film that he was in, Priscilla, I feel like potentially...
Real.
And I say that all the time.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think that he might be like stepping into a stride right now.
Yeah.
Not that Euphoria was small by any means.
I saw something that was like, oh, Euphoria was like a industry plant to get like the next generation of movie stars like up and running.
Zendaya was working hard at her
yeah,
career.
She was like already.
Oh, and the other girl. Her. The other girl got really big after that.
Oh, Sydney Sweeney. Mm-hmm. Are you going to watch her movie? I like don't want to give them my money.
It's like if it happens to be on.
Okay.
I'll view it, but I'm not seduced by
okay,
the.
Okay. The my celebrity crushes, and I've told Adam this. He doesn't like this. I have the subtle belief that all brunette white men kind of look the same.
And what about
so
it?
If they're on the screen, I'm going to look.
Mm-hmm.
Of the movie people on the screen, it was Barry for me.
It was Barry
but
for
specifically,
you.
Specifically, Barry when he was aged up in the cafe.
Uh-huh. When
he looked the same.
Kind of hunky with the sweater and some glasses.
He looked a little older than he did when he was like in school.
Uh-huh.
This is a 30-something-year-old man. But he looked like...
He looks
like
a little
he
beefier.
Had lived a little bit of life, uh-huh. You know?
That was the first time I've ever seen him, ever.
He was in The Eternals, and I love Marvel movies. Mm. Sue me. So.
Okay, that's very interesting. Okay, so I'm seeing like a little bit of a different taste, but we overlap on some critical things. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't know if the listeners know this explicitly.
What?
But Kai and Adam went on their first date on the same exact day that me and my boyfriend went on our first date. So we're coming up on one calendar year.
You don't know what's also funny on top of that? I remember my, well, not now, but at first, I remembered like we figured out we had the same day because it was the day before Tucker and Amy's anniversary. And their anniversary is literally insurrection.
January 6th. Like, actually, was it 2021? That
same
is so amazing.
They met at the Capitol.
Anyway. Nothing hornier than the downfall of democracy.
So, how are we celebrating our anniversary?
I don't. You tell me. What
we're
are we
going,
doing,
we're
guys?
We're going to eat pizza and look into each other's eyes. Because I know that's what. his Libra ass once.
Okay, and let's talk about it. So I always get roasted and toasted by my boyfriend, mm-hmm. and I know you're not listening, but he gets roasted and toasted because I always want to have a deep conversation with him. I'm like, how are you feeling?
You want to be so real at all times.
And so for his Christmas gift to me, he got me some jewelry, but he also got me a Cards Against Humanity, style thing.
We're not really strangers.
Basically, but it was like, let's get deep. Questions okay. for couples. And it's like all these questions.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that. Yeah.
I would love to play.
It. Yeah, it's actually like so cute. And I was like, aw, he got me.
Did he play it? He's like, I will talk to you in deep, but in these contexts.
Yeah. Like, I get to like pull like one question a day.
You're like itching for it.
I'm like,
get a question out of the box.
I haven't abused the privilege yet, right. So I feel like I'm gonna get some restrictions placed on me any day now because I'm about to abuse the privilege.
Wait, we should play that game, the four of us.
1,000%.
That would be funny.
Us three are like weeping in the corner.
I would be like, down for it, but Lucas would be like, I'm dissociating. It was like too many feelings.
It was last night. We had just gotten in from, me and him went to visit his family. We can beep that if you want. But we had gotten in. I was dead tired. He was tired and hungover. But we were like in bed and you were like, do you want to do this with me? And I was like, what? And you were like, do you remember what I'm talking about?
I don't.
And you were like, let's tell each other, like, I don't know, like our first impressions of each other. Or like, you were like something like so Instagram deep conversation. Literally 10 p.m. I hadn't slept in what felt like ages. And I'm like, we cannot.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
We cannot do this right now.
I live for it. It actually like gives me energy.
Yeah, you perked up.
Yeah.
I shriveled up in that moment. The thing is, I like talking about feelings. I've done it plenty on this podcast.
But there's a limit for you?
There's a level beyond what I like. Not even what I like, sorry. What I would like think to do myself. And that's you and Adam.
So interesting.
I think it's fun. I'm just a tired little boy. I'm just tired.
I don't know. Okay, Adam, maybe you can help me. I don't know where the need comes from.
I was listening to this actually another podcast.
Stepping Out.
Crazy. It's the only other one. And it was about like
what was it called?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I listened to it with my mom when we were on a road trip.
Oh, cute.
And it was all about like introversion. And it's not that black and white. Like you can be this much of an introvert and this much of an extrovert, but a lot of introverts possess increased comfort in deep conversation versus small talk, one-on-one versus group, and it makes you feel like it like gets rid of your social anxiety when you have that control of the conversation in a way. So I feel like that's where I go, especially like sometimes in a group setting I'll pick one person and like do that. Yeah,
Miss Thing really clocked the T.
Girl, what? You said I have two gay men in front of me. I'm gonna. What are you talking
about? It also kind of hinted on the fact that, like, especially in America, we live in like a very extroverted society, and extroversion gets the most praise in like all workplaces. And so I feel like the older I'm getting, now that I'm old and 30, I'm becoming more and more introverted because I've been repressing it my whole life. Because society's like,
yeah, you kind of like forced yourself to be.
You're so brave.
I'm so brave. So yeah, I love a deep conversation. If anyone wants to talk deep shit, let's do it.
Okay.
I relate a lot to that. I don't know if I'd classify myself as an introvert, right. But I totally feel that way about like preferring to have a one-on-one deep conversation versus like small talk with a bunch of people. And I feel like that's the way my friendships are kind of set up. Like I'm more likely to like text a friend and like get dinner with them or like get drinks with like one or two people versus like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, versus like go out with a big group.
Yeah.
There's like this 20 question, like, I don't even know what it's considered, but it's like a 20 questionnaire. And it's like, if you answer this, you are more introverted. If you answer this, you are extroverted. And then you get like a final number, and then that's kind of where you are. It's obviously very subjective, but it helped me like learn a lot about myself. My mom did it too. We were like 18 out of 20 introverted.
Ooh, I'd be down for that. I feel like there are times where I feel like I need alone time. Like, I do feel awkward in like social situations sometimes, but I also feel like I can kind of like talk to anybody if I need to. And like, I can kind of fake it till I make it in a certain way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, how do you, I know Kai, you also have like an introverted side to you. Mm-hmm. Do you guys feel like you get that like recharged feeling from spending time together, or do you still like need a good amount of alone time in your relationship?
Actually, this is timely because we just spent a full week in some time together.
How'd it go?
And we've talked about this, but I felt a little nervous going into it that like there might come a time where like I need space or like I need a break. And I was very surprised, not surprised, but like happy to see that we didn't.
Yeah, like, I don't think we got annoyed with each other.
Not at all.
Like lastingly. Things, like,
yeah. Nothing that was like, I like need to be alone, which is a good thing. But it was also like, it was easier to find those like small moments to be alone. Me often, simply just being in another room was fine.
Yeah.
For a little bit of time. There are some things that like, or some times where sitting and doing nothing with him is like all I want to do. But then there are times where it's like, I want to be in my room literally.
Alone. Yeah. Fully
alone. And I think so far we've done a good job of.
I think so.
Of maintaining space. We live separately. Mm-hmm. Like we both work a lot. So it's like, yeah. Yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like it's nice that you guys were able to like be kind of grounding for each other, being around family, because I feel like that can be kind of stressful.
No, it went really, really well.
I think as a unit, like in public, we're really good.
Oh, yeah, I think so too.
Oh, I like that. I never thought of that.
Oh, okay. I have like so many questions. I feel like, can I just like go with these questions?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, I'm really curious.
It feels weird being interrogated on my own.
I'm not interrogating you. I'm just like interviewing. I'm just practicing my interviewing skills. Okay, because I feel like I talked about this several episodes ago, but like considering a partnership is like a unit separate from individuals.
Like the relationship as an entity.
Yeah.
Did you listen to that episode? You listened to every episode.
I'm sure I did.
But anyway, okay, I'm just thinking about shit and just thinking like of the like a relationship as like an entity separate from an like the two individuals.
Like what we have together is a thing in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of helps
feeding and watering.
Yeah, and that helps me get a little bit of like separation because and like help me, this is going to sound really bad, but I feel like sometimes if I'm feeling triggered or getting in my own head or overthinking, like I'm only considering my partner and my relationship like from my own perspective.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to like think of my partner as like a separate person.
Yeah.
Because I'm like considering like, oh my God, he's, you know, he said he's going to bed because he actually fucking hates me. It's all about me. It's all about me. Like it's all about me. But then to think like, okay, this is like a separate thing for myself. Like our relationship is like its own thing. It's not just like all through my own lens. Anyway, so if we had to consider like your relationship,
sure.
What are some adjectives you would use to describe it? We can bounce back and forth.
Sure. I think the relationship itself feels, I'm going to say explorative, like there's like adventure in it. It also feels like cliche, but like safe. Yeah. So... Because you're so gay.
I'm so gay. I'm like Hallmark girl. Like, I'm so cliche. It feels very, like, correct. You know?
Ew!
Say more about that.
Like, I feel like I don't question things.
Yeah. Oh.
Serious things, simple things. We're just, you know, we're just two people.
One of the things I like about you, I've never had to reassure you that, like, me saying, hey, I'm going to bed, I don't want to be talked to, is about you.
Okay, I feel
you've never had to, like,
because you used the exact same example that I used.
I've never had to, like, that wasn't, let me choose a different example.
That's okay, it's just you used the exact same one that I used to kind of talk about my overthinking, and you said
what I'm saying is,
I never had to do that.
There's a level of security that I think has come with trial and error, because we both dated some pretty, like, fucking annoying people.
Yeah.
I hope they're listening to that one, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, but
they're not.
I just, like, my personal shit, his personal shit, we've both kind of grown through a lot individually in the past year, or discovered a lot about ourselves. And so it's nice to see that the relationship is something that we can come back to and be like, this is how we want it to look like. Here's where we need a little extra love, and here's where it feels really fucking good. And I think, it's like, because it feels easy and correct in most of the ways, it's like, it's a no brainer that it's something that we want to continue, even though there's all this other random shit in life happening.
Right. I also just feel like we're just older and we just are mature. We are.
I am a young.
Okay, give it up.
Girl, give it 6 months.
6 months. You know what I can do in 6 months?
No, I just feel like when you have the, you know, playbook of all the things that went wrong and all the other relationships, even your other friendships, family relationships, it all culminates. And I feel like it's just a lot more.
To anyone over 35 listening to this, they're like, shut.
They're like, you know nothing.
You know nothing. And that's okay. Bitch, I realized recently, you're not bitch, sorry. It was just like, hang out with him too much. Saturn return. I'm in it.
Girl, oh my God. Do you feel it?
Yeah.
In what way?
Yeah, my therapist is getting her money's worth. I'm getting my money's worth, is what I mean. It's just like depression the house. I only am thinking about this because I am close to 30, and we had a whole episode on Saturn return, and you brought it up recently. I don't remember why. Your cousins.
Yeah, we were talking to my cousin
depression
about it.
Depression boots the house down.
About to hit their Saturn return. I was like, oh yeah, that's a thing that's happening right now. All I'm saying is get ready.
Wait, no, I'm scared.
No, get ready.
No, I can't do it.
Prepare yourself.
It's a lot. It's a lot, girl.
You have your tools and your support network, because when it hits, it hits. But I feel like I say this a lot. 30's coming. I'm excited because this relationship as proof is like, I really have learned from a lot of my own previous mistakes, and at the very least have gained a vocabulary to be able to communicate when I'm lacking, which is like, that was probably the biggest gift I could have begun to give myself, was that, hey, I really kind of suck at this still, and that's kind of embarrassing, but at least I'm telling you about it so that you know where I'm at.
Yeah. I feel like something, this is like going to go into therapy speak for a second, but there's a like technique in dialectical behavioral therapy called like.
Wait, say that again slower.
Dialectical behavioral therapy, okay. DBT. There's a technique called opposite action. And this is something I kind of come back to, because like, it's a way to kind of like stop your automatic responses like in its tracks. Like if your instinct is to like lash out or push somebody away, if you're feeling some type of way, to be like, just kidding, I'm actually gonna then explain how I feel, or like be vulnerable, or like if I want to shut someone out, I'm gonna choose the opposite action and let them into how I'm feeling. Like I feel like thinking about that really explicitly has like been a game changer.
What my therapist told me, was it, I don't know, summer, maybe even last year, I don't remember, therapy's a long time ago, but she was like to become something that you've never been, you have to do something you've never done.
Real, yeah, basically that.
It's that, that's what it reminds me of.
Mm-hmm. Just like trying new shit.
Basically, hey,
me as a therapist, what if you did something different?
You have to be better.
What if you did?
The therapist's like, hey, what if you just like don't be sad?
What if you stopped?
Hey, have you tried just getting up?
Have you tried not being depressed? No, so real. Okay, cute. That was like a fun little exercise. I have another question. What about this felt like the right time to bring Adam on the podcast? Because this has been a thing we've talked about for a while.
One, we needed a topic. Two, he was sitting right next to me. Three, we thought your man's is also going to be.
I don't know why you thought that.
Because you never said he's not here.
I never said he was here.
So true.
Right.
So true. You're looking at a dumb bitch.
I mean, listen, I've wanted to be on it for a while, but yeah. I've always been very nervous to be on it.
I think it was a matter of, yeah, it's like,
I don't know. I'm just not, you know, I'm not the most equipped pop culture wise. I didn't know what to expect.
Did you think it was going to be like, you had to like
follow into like be Googling people's names the whole time? Like,
yeah. I think we're actually like very good with guests.
I also think we're really fucking stupid.
And we're dumb. Okay, guys, everybody, let's be honest. I had COVID for the third time.
She's winning.
Over like
Christmas. Any day now.
And have you ever had it? You never had it?
I've had it twice.
And if you thought, hey, this bitch has brain damage before, it's about to get a lot stupider up in here.
The Triquil has hit. Is Triquil a word?
Absolutely not.
Definitely not.
The third sequel.
The tree.
The second sequel. The Treequel.
Isn't it a trilogy?
The way I really couldn't access that term.
It's okay. We have our strengths.
Okay. How was meeting the family?
It was cute.
Wait, Adam, were you nervous?
What was your perception of the week? Have you ever brought someone home like that?
Yes. And it went a lot better with you.
Oh, okay.
It was really cute. It is actually, I always tell people that it's the number one thing that I kind of look for in a partner is like how they are with my family and friends. Cause I'm so close with my family and friends.
So you were like big weekend.
So it was a big weekend. But I had no worries. He is super likable and it just went so well.
No, can you say that one more time for me? Thank you.
No, never again. But he met like almost all my family and friends, and it was just a really nice time. It felt like a little. It's all a blur now.
I've never been brought back home to a family before, let alone across the country, let alone during Christmas. So it was like I felt special to be invited somewhere, and I think that energy kind of propelled me through the week, so I didn't have to think about it.
You felt like a princess a little bit.
I mean, people kept handing us drinks and food and gifts, and so I was just like, okay,
it was really cute.
Just like be grateful, and like that's all I had to do. So
yeah, and you can go with the flow.
Yeah, everyone was super sweet. It was so nice. And I love traveling around the holidays, so
there was so much talk about accents the whole time.
Yeah.
Like the South Jersey accent.
Thought the California accent.
South Philly accent.
Super normal, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Californian accent to me is just like the correct, quote unquote,
that's what people kept saying.
The proper way of saying things, like the way that they are spelled.
I think it's.
But it's just
because
funny.
People from California say things the way things are said in movies.
Mm. Like that's
movies.
Fair.
It's like that's what we're used to seeing and hearing. I think that. It was fun. We met someone from South Philly.
Oh my God, girl.
It was like fully like a bag of bagels. It was like
a bag of
bagels. Like where are you right now?
It was great.
It's really cute. But I think the Jersey accent it's cute. Like he says horror and like
horror.
Yeah.
Horror.
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 Insurance. It's like some insurance. Vowels and letters are just like they're elongated. It's cute.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you like unlocked new information about each other?
Did you unlock anything about me?
I don't think so. I mean, you are like fervently chill in silence. And like, No, like in like silences and like you're observant, and I knew he wasn't going to be like this big giant bubbly. I knew he wasn't going to change for my family, which I respect a lot because I'm not that way. When I'm like nervous meeting people, I try to like fill the void and like be bubbly and all that stuff. And they all respected that, especially my like mom's side. They all respected that too because they're like super quiet people and, you know, they're smart.
I tried not to be super quiet, but yeah, just chill. I didn't want to change who I was. Mm-hmm. I saw Adam's like it's cool to see where your partner comes from and like,
yeah,
and you've seen that.
Yeah.
And you see like maybe why they think the way they think or like want some of the things they want. It's like, this is where this person's core values might've started from. So it's cool to like, it's almost putting a face to a name. But it's also interesting to see like, oh, you are different from these people in this way. And I also really appreciate that. Like, I don't know if we met any other gay people.
We did.
Yes, you're so right.
Yeah, we did.
Met people.
Yeah. Like my other friends you never met, you mean?
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who? Uh-huh.
There weren't many.
There were a couple.
But I can see like how, as knowing Adam, like how his life now makes a lot of sense for him. And like, and I don't know, it makes me appreciate the like, this is a very sappy episode to start the week. You love it.
I mean, listen, there's two Libras in here, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway,
let's talk about it. Do you think Adam and I are similar?
Yes.
In what ways?
In a lot of ways. The way you guys intellectualize a lot of things, the way you guys want to be romantic about everything, you guys have kind of rose-colored glasses about a lot of life. You guys also could talk to a wall and make the wall like fall in love with you. Simultaneously, the hottest person in the room, but also think you are the ugliest person in the room. You're like self-deprecating, but also like really fucking pretty, both of you. So
literally stop.
Everyone wants to like divulge things to you. Just want me to keep going. Yeah. No, I think there's a lot of similarities, and it's cool. I have like the female and the male version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
And you're both gay, so.
Well, well. I gave that up. This past year. I'm straight now. Didn't you know?
Yeah.
I've always been straight.
Always. Always will be.
For sure. I love being straight.
How is that, by the way?
Being straight?
Yeah.
Is straight cool still?
Okay.
It's 2024.
This is a really good question. Okay, now the questions are being turned against me.
Right.
Being straight has its perks.
Name one.
Being accepted. Just general, not like...
Being persecuted.
Not being persecuted. Yeah, just the fact that like... heteronormativity like kind of works in my favor.
Silence.
Although I do live in West Hollywood, so sometimes, you know,
you're the minority
walking down the street holding hands with my boyfriend. It's like we get a lot of looks. So that sucks. But being straight is hard sometimes because I feel like
I actually don't want to hear anything.
There's like wait no. I feel like there's like a cultural gap.
Wait, like, what do you mean?
Like, I get you. Yeah.
Like, there is the shit that, like, I like and is in my world and, like, my vernacular, my community, my people.
Sure.
That is different than, like, a straight man's world, outlook, community, interests. So in that way, there's, like, a bit of a cultural divide between the two of us. There's, like... gender role stuff that comes up that is like automatic, but then you think about it and you're like, whoa, wait, actually, like the assumption that the man pays for everything, we kind of do that, mm-hmm. but like we've had to like talk about it and like name it, but sure. There's like all stuff that goes into it, and sometimes it makes me scared about the future.
You offered your specifically or like,
cause I'm like, oh, if I have like, I think this is just like more general existential anxiety, but like, you know, you see so many things about like, oh, women are the ones who like in straight partnerships, like, give up their careers to raise kids. Mm-hmm. And like, even, or even if you do have both of you having your careers, like, the woman is still expected to pick up the extra, like, mental labor and, like, emotional labor and, like, being the primary caregiver, even if you do have a full-time job. So it's like shit like that that kind of freaks me out about, like, heteronormativity.
Yeah.
But it's, you have to, like, really intentionally dismantle that stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you don't, you kind of go along with the flow of how a straight partnership looks, and then you just, like, get stuck in it. Yeah. So that's why being straight is really hard, you guys, actually.
I've never actually heard that said in that way, and that's very insightful.
I realized just now that I take for granted. So my perspective is, I'm dating a man who likes the same shit I do and wants to be in the same spaces I want to be in. And, like, we have a lot of overlap with the activities we do. And when we don't, it's literally, like, hobbies. It's not, like...
Yeah, like, right. Outlook. Basics. Yeah.
And when I've dated a woman, it's like they understand they're dating a queer man. Yeah. So it's like, I've never really considered the other... Like, yeah. The straights, you can feel, sorry to use the term.
That's okay, it's okay.
I also feel like, to play devil's advocate too, obviously I agree with everything you said, but maybe there's also some intrigue in the difference that I feel like isn't present for
mystery.
You know, like, like, those roles can bring about, I mean, a lot of queer relationships try to simulate those roles because it's bringing an intrigue.
Yeah.
Just like make it spicy and interesting, but it's totally like grass is always greener type of situation.
There's like a little bit of like a softness that I can find myself being able to access, like, in my relationship that I have never really like done before, because I feel very like independent in my life and like very girl boss and very like in charge of my shit, but being able to kind of like soften a little bit and like
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it is kind of nice. But I sometimes get mad about it. I'm like, I want to pay for dinner tonight. And he's like, shut the fuck up. Like, you barely have a job. Like, all that shit. So, yeah, so that's really fun.
Oh.
I mean, okay, let's think about... I mean, I feel like in queer relationships, there is, like, a freedom in being able to, like, build intentionally versus, like, fall into scripts. Do you feel like that's true?
Why do you feel like that's different from... I do think that's true.
Straight man.
Oh.
Listen.
Listen.
It's sorry. Hard. Sorry. Sorry that sorry. I believe that all men can rise to the occasion. Right, I don't care if you're like men or women or neither or both. I don't care. I think that you are... deluding yourself and depriving yourself of a happy, healthy relationship with yourself, relationship with sexuality, relationship with women. If you can't fucking like wake up and realize that like it's bigger than your own masculinity. It really is. It's not that serious and it never has been. It never will be. I understand though that not everyone agrees with me or even cares to have that conversation.
There's a degree in which I find myself very defensive against masculinity and feel very threatened by it.
Mm.
And then I take that out on my partner in an interpersonal way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see a TikTok. This is actually, like, embarrassing to say, but it's, like, I see a TikTok of, like, some girl being like, my husband of 10 years cheated on me. And then I'm like, wow, all men fucking suck. And then I talked to my friend, hope you had a good day. Sorry, I can't be her. And he's like, what the fuck is going on? And so, like, I haven't, I feel like I bristle a little bit at masculinity, at like men, at patriarchy. It's hard for me to detangle masculinity from patriarchy and be able to like see my partners like separate from that. It's like, it's been very strange.
Well, they're not separate.
Yeah.
You're not separate from patriarchy either, unfortunately.
Real talk.
But
Real talk. White women are the biggest supporters of the patriarchy. Yeah. Me and all the girlies ride so hard for the patriarchy.
To get back to your original question, I think that I never really considered that like a specific queer experience building an intentional relationship, because I've dated some scrubs. There's a lot of queer men and people that just like, honestly, maturity wise, in my eyes, they aren't, that's not an interest of theirs. That's not a value or like a need of theirs to be super intentional. Mm. There's a lot of people that just date off of vibes. There's a lot of people that date off of physicality. Mm. There's a lot of people that date off convenience. But I think you and I specifically, Adam, I don't think it was a possibility for us to not look forward and say like, this, if this is going to be real, it needs to be X, Y, and Z. And there are certainly times where I'm better at that than others, but like, I don't know. I didn't take that as a queer experience as much as I took it as a like a me and him mm-hmm. experience. And so in that regard, I'm like, oh, that could easily be you, even if you are dating a straight man.
Yeah. And I think that there's like a, I mean, my relationship specifically like felt real always. So like I have been more intentional about it, and like there's a safety that I feel. But was there like a, I feel like I've been talking about being straight for too long. And we'll talk about this if my boyfriend ever comes on the pod. Was there like a moment when you guys were like, okay, this is like going to be real? Or was it like a gradual? Or what was that experience?
Do you want to talk about how you wanted me so bad for so long?
Shut and the I was fuck scared. Up. Girl. You're being so annoying.
Don't flatter yourself.
Right. Instantly humbled.
I really don't feel like for me there was like a distinct moment.
No.
And that's almost why I feel like it felt good, because it was like just, I never thought about that stuff. I never like felt the need to like think or question things. It felt so smooth. That would be my word.
I will agree with you, but I also, and you got a lot of the other, like the processing mm-hmm. time with this. I was approaching it very like logistically in the beginning, like very left brain. And not that I wasn't enjoying myself, and not that I wasn't like going with the flow, but one, you had to travel for work and we're gone.
Yeah.
3 months into our relationship.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, that was really super tough.
Two, I did not think that I was like ready to be in a relationship, even though I wanted it so bad. And so I was so scared to just like give in, even though I didn't know what, like, it was weird. I had to like know the details to a T to sign off on it, which isn't what you do in a relationship.
And it's kind of impossible.
It was impossible. And it's also like, this is the first relationship I've been in a long time. And the last one was literally my first. So I was like, if I'm going to do this, it needs to be like perfect. Saying this now, I could not have said this back then. I couldn't have intellectualized that back then. But I mean, we had our talk right before he left, and he wasn't dying. He was just moving
for three months.
So I was
like,
his cat for the first time ever interacted with me during the conversation.
Okay,
she defined the relationship conversation.
So we're
in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Laying on the bed.
Adam's about to go on a contract for 3 months across the country.
I was sitting at my desk, business.
Yeah. Business.
Yes,
business.
Actually, yes, you are.
I had a full suit on.
I was fully laying under the covers, as I always do.
Uh-huh.
All the time.
Bibby, my cat who hates everyone, especially me, jumps on and starts cuddling with him.
She jumps on my stomach. She's purring. She's doing a little cute little vibrational
literally
cat purr.
Literally hasn't done that. Just doesn't do that with people. So I was like, oh, fuck.
Wow. I was like, cats. And I was just like,
at that point, both of us, mind you, your script changed rather quickly, but both of us were like, I want to be in a relationship with you, but I'm not going to let you leaving make me say words that I don't actually mean that. Yet.
Yeah.
And we agreed in that moment. I think it was over summer. It was close to my birthday, and I'm fucking a Cancer and like annoying and gay.
Right.
So I flew out to meet him, spent my summer in, sorry, my birthday in New York.
And I had finally asked him to be my boyfriend.
Mind you, emotional.
I never told you. I don't know if I told you. The day I asked him to be my boyfriend, it was my birthday dinner. We had this fancy ass restaurant. Rosie Baker was there.
Yeah.
Having a full panic attack.
Literally, like full.
You know, I was just thinking about the future, and I was like, I really just I want to have a boyfriend, and like you're like kind of, and he's
like, I'll pass out.
I like went to the bathroom 10 times, like
a full panic attack, not paying attention. No, I think we were on the same page. And there was a point, and you talked me through a lot of this, but there was a point where I just had to like give in to the reality that we liked each other.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell about when we said I love you for the first time?
I would love to hear the story.
It's again. Very embarrassing, but sure. I have always had, I would say Kai had a stronger connection to that word than me. Like he didn't give that word up freely as much as I would. Yeah. I still feel that it's a strong word, but I like say it all the time with my friends and everyone.
I don't.
Me too.
So I, you know, would have said that, but I knew that he like holds that word holds a lot of weight. So we end up getting really drunk in WeHo, as one does.
Right.
And I guess I was just like looking at him a certain way, and he's just like, girl, what? Like, what do you have to say?
You know what I said? And this is so foul of me. Adam has never been, I've never been drunker than Adam.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because he's a cheap date and I love him.
Yeah. Right? I'm a lightweight.
Right. I was drunk, but I wasn't drunk to the point where I didn't know what I was doing.
You manipulative ass bitch.
He was looking at me. I'm a cancer look. I know.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking at me and I was like, I know that look. He wants to say something that he's not saying. And so I said, Adam, do you love me?
That is so psychotic.
No, it's so rude.
And then
Taylor, we are drunk, yelling at each other.
Do you love me?
Literally, volume 10. On the streets of WeHo.
People were like walking by.
People walking by waiting for
Uber.
I would
have actually like stopped.
Someone like
to
watching
watch
us.
Yeah.
Well, what's worse is he started weeping.
I was sobbing.
And he kept saying, stop. Stop.
Okay, so
with he's like, shut up. God. I need a cigarette.
And I literally don't smoke cigarettes.
But then, okay, we smoke a cigarette. Then we come back and.
I think we just went to bed.
Who said it first?
He said, yeah, I love you.
Oh, and then so you, I win. And then you said...
Did I say I love you back?
Yes. Are you kidding? And then I started crying.
Yeah. No, but afterwards...
It was a validation
we like,
I needed.
So the next day we were like, I'm really glad we said something. I wish we would have done it a different way.
No, it's kind of sweet.
But like, it's kind of like, we're drunk, like, duh. I remember the week leading up to that, because you had already said, I love you, and we're on parallel paths.
Yeah. So you felt like, oh, I'm behind.
Not that it was like, I'm behind, or like, there's pressure.
The streets are winning.
It was more like, I probably should feel free to say this at this point in our relationship. It was 6 months in.
Yeah, longer.
What is time?
Because you were back already. So
it was like seven or eight months.
So I was like, I could probably say this and it would be true. So I'm just like, maybe maybe it's time.
Aww.
So the moral of the story is, if you're feeling something, it's probably true.
Okay, but why did you need to make him say it first? Before, if you felt it.
Because you clearly knew that I felt that way.
But you wanted to make him say it.
At that point, I knew so clearly that I was just like, I need to be satisfied in this way. It was like a little like... Yes.
What is with forcing a Libra to say
what's on their mind?
What is, yeah.
That's a Cancer's purest joy. That's ecstasy. That's better than sex. When someone's itching to say something, but they're not saying it, and you get them to say it.
Why couldn't you say it?
Because I'm toxic and manipulative.
You are toxic.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But the...
It was okay. It was great.
That's really sweet.
It needed to happen, and it was cute, and now it's a great story.
It was really funny.
It really wasn't
nearly as sinister as I just made it seem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fine.
You are kind of sinister, though. Yeah. No, I just feel like, okay. Let's talk. I feel like a water sign needs to feel so safe. Yes. Like, so safe.
Okay.
Like, there's, like, absolutely no chance.
To some extent. Because I knew he meant it and like what he was feeling, even though he had said it. He slipped up a couple times.
Yeah, I slipped up like 20 times. You slipped up 20 times. Like literally so many times.
He said, so okay, love you, bye. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, we were on FaceTime and then I hung up and I was like, oh,
wait, my we can do that too.
Gosh.
So cute.
He did slip up. It was so funny. Oh my god, have you guys ever seen the movie Almost Famous?
No.
Okay. The listeners will understand. If the listeners saw Almost Famous, it's like set in the 70s. It's about this like fictional band and like the groupies that follow the band, and Kate Hudson's in it. Mm. And then it's like very 70s and like misogynistic. So the band like is playing poker with another band and like barters, like wages the groupies and like sells the groupies to another band. It's really bad. And me being a Libra ass bitch, I turn to my boyfriend and go, would you sell me to another band? And he goes, I mean, yeah, if they paid me enough money, I'd be like, bye, love ya. And I was like, what did you say? And he's like, I'd be like, bye, see you later. And I was like, that's not what you said.
That's funny.
And it's like,
he said, sold off,
but he loves you.
But you said,
you're twirling your hair, kicking your feet.
I know. I was like, and it's like, I had felt it, but I kind of felt weirdly like calm about it. I'm like, I know I'm like very impulsive. So it'll just bubble up. It'll come out when it needs to come out. And it did. And maybe we can tell that story if he ever comes on the pod. But
can I admit something on the pod?
Yeah.
The first and only time I ever said I love you, I said it first. And when I had said it, I had like built it up to be this big romantic thing, and I'm like, I'm gonna say it, he's gonna feel this way and this way. And when I said it, he was like, oh yeah, duh. I was like,
you want it to be a production.
I wanted it to be a production. And that's when my heart died.
I feel like you need to feel you need to feel so safe. No, read me.
I deserve to be read by you.
No, okay.
2024.
I feel like you needed to feel 1,000% safe.
The thing is, I could have said it.
You could have, and I know that you knew it in your brain and in your heart, but you didn't want to say it first. You needed the like bed to be so soft and warm and perfect before you made him jump in before you jumped in.
I didn't need it to. I could have said it. And if here's the thing though, with him specifically, I think maybe if I would have like needed to say it a week prior to when I actually did, maybe. But at that point I was like, it wasn't like a whatever. It was more so like a, it almost felt like a fun little game to see if I could get you to say it first. Even though you had already, like I felt secure enough to tell the truth.
I also knew he did.
I know you knew I did.
Yeah.
Because you think you know me.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like you know each other really well?
I think so. I feel like after this week, even more so. Like spending a full week, 24 hours.
Share anything with just about anyone.
Yeah.
I actually really like this quality, but it does keep me honest. Not that you're out sharing my like deepest intimate feelings and thoughts, but I feel like he was never hard to like crack. There are some things that like I don't fully understand just because that's not how my brain works. But like in my head, I'm the like the hardest person to understand. I'm like, I'm an enigma.
Do you feel that way?
Probably not.
No, you're not hard to understand at all. Like at all. But I'm good at that. I think that I'm good at that as a Libra, but just as like myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have that role with a lot of people. So no, you're not that hard to understand.
But I feel like,
sorry to burst your bubble.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like maybe somebody who's like more, who's like not as perceptive might find you hard to read.
You think so? Yeah. Not someone that I've been with for a year.
No, but no,
I would be shocked.
No, I mean like someone less perceptive would have found it more challenging to design, get to honey. That point.
That's fully like by design. I don't want strangers knowing me, because then they have power over me, and that's something I need to talk about.
Hey.
Okay, we are coming to the end.
This was so fun. This was cute. Do you like podcasting?
It's really scary, but no, I actually felt really fine the whole time. It's very chill and relaxing, actually. Yeah. I almost feel like I'm meditating.
Whoa.
Fuck yeah.
That's a compliment.
Yeah.
You heard it here, folks. When you listen to us, it's like meditating.
And if you guys feel like I did a really good job facilitating this session and you want to book me to be your couples therapist, I'll be able to do that in like a year and a half. So hit me up then.
Don't you want to?
Okay, so just to close out, I'm sure you guys have been seeing the like ins and outs list of 2024.
Yes.
Should I just read mine? Or should I go, or should we pepper?
We can pepper around.
Okay, in is like messy hair. Clean girl slick back bun is out. Messy, soft, wavy.
The model off duty is out.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like fresh out of bed, but like.
It's not perfectly done.
Right.
It's soft, it's messy, okay. It's a little undone.
In is natural hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree. Out is impulsive buying.
Very loud.
Did I say that correctly?
Impulsive buying
is out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is quite obvious, but I feel like in is like baggy, kind of like you're not really trying as well with the clothes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out is tight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Skin tight. Nipples showing through your clothes, you know.
No nipples.
Okay.
Everybody cut your nipples.
Out is body amorphous. That was the other way around. Amorphous body is in. We can't tell.
Right.
Clothes are layered. Mm-hmm. Layering is in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so something that's back in that I use, this is, okay, something I used to do with my best friend growing up in Wisconsin where there's nothing to do.
Sure.
Having a yelling playlist.
Oh.
So this is where you put all of your like favorite songs like yell and sing along to and angst out to in a playlist. Okay. And then you like scream.
I love that.
Along to the playlist.
Love that.
That's back in.
Okay.
Out. Is there's so many of them.
I would say going to the grocery store is out.
That's always been out for you.
It's always been out.
Yeah,
it's absolutely out next year.
Overcaffeination is out.
Love.
Overcaffeination is actually out.
Yes, good sleeping schedules are in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, love that. Drinking dairy out, eating cheese in.
No, I think drinking dairy is in.
No.
Okay. Isn't it for me? Protein is in, actually.
Though. Protein is protein powder?
All forms of protein.
All forms of protein. All forms of protein.
Everybody make sure to get your meat in 2024. Stalking your ex is out.
Who's doing
when
that?
When has that ever been in?
Okay. Speaking for the straight community... There's something to be said about keeping tabs.
Okay.
I feel like I very passively keep tabs.
No.
I've never been one to do that, but that's probably because I'm not like a social media person.
I wish them well,
but maybe I would have.
Stay the fuck away from me.
Okay, well, it's out finally.
It's out.
For everybody. Okay. You guys were just ahead of the trend.
Applause. Work boundaries are in.
Going to the doctor is in.
Going to the doctor is in.
It's very in.
Constant therapy and potentially drugs. Prescribed drugs.
Prescribed medications.
Yes. Drinking water is in.
Drinking water is always, I feel like that always tries to be in.
Yes.
Skincare
in.
Oversharing is out.
I don't know about that.
I'm nosy.
Vulnerability. Was like in,
okay.
But then it got a little weird.
What's taking its place?
Yeah, that's true.
What's in then?
Being for real.
Being for real is in.
Being for real is in.
But oversharing.
But oversharing is
that's
out.
That's valid.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. This is like a fashion one. Mixed metals is in.
Yes.
Because people were like, I'm a gold girly. I'm a silver girly.
Mm. Yes.
But mixing metals,
I have a hot take.
Is in.
Men wearing purses is in.
So in.
Yeah, that's great.
Men painting their nails.
Out.
Out.
It's tired.
No, I love it.
I know, but it's horrible on your nails. They fall off instantly.
Rings for men in or out? Rings
for men, I think, are still in.
Yeah, I think that's never going to change.
Crop tops are edging out.
Crop tops are edging out. I love a dangly earring.
I think straight men that dress gay to get women out.
Oh, that's out, yeah.
Straight men that dress gay because they're a little gay?
That's in.
Absolutely in. Yeah. Yes. Starting podcasts out. Turning 30 in.
In. Do you guys know what is in?
What?
Smelling good.
Smelling good
is in. Oh, yeah. Colognes, perfumes. However, everyone's getting into that.
Embracing your natural scent is also in.
Like more natural deodorants.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Right.
Being
yes.
a little sweaty.
Mm-hmm. Just a little, though.
Please. Just a little. Yeah, nothing excessive.
And please don't make your own deodorant with just lemon juice. Because that doesn't work.
It doesn't work. No. We need a little something, but aluminum is out.
Aluminum is gone.
Aluminum is out.
I don't know.
Aluminium.
No.
I feel like being scared by chemicals is out.
Okay.
That's just what I'm saying.
Okay.
Being a bitch is out, unfortunately.
Being a bitch is out.
Yeah.
Being nice is in.
Being nice is in.
Being nice is in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like we're like, I'm a cunt. I'm a bitch. That's out. Being nice is in.
I actually 100% agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Retweet for real. Twitter, out.
Twitter's out.
So is Threads.
Threads is out. I don't even know what social media is in. TikTok is, I don't know.
Be real out.
Be real's out.
TikTok is on its last fucking legs with all these fucking ads.
Kai was doing his Be Real, and it was like my little freshman year old cousin. He's like, he still uses Be Real.
She judged me so hard.
Who does that? He's like, it'll be out in 2 days.
Damn.
But what are kids doing? What's Lexi on these days?
Snapchat.
Snapchat is not back in.
Snapchat is out. That's what I thought.
Snapchat was a thing when we were in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in high school. Just wanted to make that clear. But it was in then. But then I feel like it went out, and so I deleted it. I'm like, we're not snapping anymore.
We're not snapping anymore. But you know what we replaced it with?
Texting?
No. Instagram.
Yeah.
Stories. And that's really unfortunate, because Instagram has been out.
Instagram's out. It has been out. Yeah. Do you know what? Okay, wait.
That's all I use.
Do you know what I think is in?
What?
Phone calls and FaceTimes.
If any of you bitches would answer my calls, they'd be in. None of my friends answer my calls.
It's becoming
none of my friends answer my calls.
I didn't actually get the notification.
I think because I didn't call you specific. Like, I called the
group.
And
that's probably why.
I called you, though.
I don't get it.
I'm talking to all of you.
I had COVID. I'm so
sorry. That's fair. That's so fair.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. Wow. Manipulating is out.
Okay. Manipulating's out.
Yes. Starting now.
Starting tomorrow.
Okay.
Putting money in your savings is in.
Yes. Putting money in your savings
is out. Yeah. As you said, impulsive spending is out. Yeah.
Paying off debts is in.
Mm-hmm. That's a very in.
Yes.
And also being honest about your financial situation.
And I'm going to be so real. Name brand is out.
Name brands have been out.
I don't fucking care.
But also fast fashion is out.
Fast fashion's out.
So what's in?
Treating yourself to a nice little treat.
Yeah.
That's in. Because you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Taking breaks for yourself in.
But I also feel like $10 coffee is out.
Starbucks is also out.
Starbucks has been out.
Yeah. Making coffee at home in.
Mm-hmm.
Matcha.
Matcha.
Matcha. Bidets in. Toilet paper out.
Well, I think you need both.
You need both. You don't know what I got.
Do you know what's out?
What?
Emails.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Emailing's out.
I agree.
I don't
the little red bubbles on your phone, out.
What?
The little red bubbles on your phone?
Out.
Out.
Do not disturb in.
Okay. The notifications are silenced in. Yeah. The notify anyway, also in.
Also in. I feel so cunty when I notify anyway.
When you notify anyway, does it what does it do to the person's phone? Does it actually ring?
It just sends it through.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's all. Taking a little walk at sunset in.
Oh, that's back in.
That's
when would that ever be out?
I know it was in during COVID?
Yes. You're so right. It is back in.
It's back in.
A little walk at sunset, meeting all your little neighbors, waving to the dogs, in.
In.
Petting a stranger's dog is unfortunately back in.
That's in.
I love that.
Yeah. But you have to ask.
But talking to the neighborhood children,
out. That's out. Are walkable neighborhoods in?
Yes. Walkable cities are in.
Uh-huh. Parking your car, taking your car anywhere is out.
I agree.
Parking is out.
Long commutes are out unless you're into Audible.
Yeah. This is a not in or out, but this is a side note. On my morning commute today, I spilled like a bunch of yogurt on my sweatshirt. I smelled like yogurt for the whole day. Yogurt's in.
Non-dairy yogurt's in.
I think
yogurt's in.
Being real about the fact that I can actually tolerate dairy.
You think you're better than me.
And I just...
Can you actually, or does it not upset you to a point where it's something you care about? I was thinking about this earlier. I was like, am I lactose intolerant?
Adam is on his IBP lactose intolerant.
I'm not lactose intolerant. I am tolerant.
It's like, where's the baseline for
you're so tolerant.
I feel like maybe I am, and I just normalized it for myself.
I think if I drank...
2024 is a year of new discovery, I think.
I think if I drank like a 20-ounce like milkshake...
Girl, why are we doing
I would that? Feel upset, but okay. I can have yogurt, I can have milk.
That's fair.
And feel normal about
full
it.
Full-fat cow milk?
Yeah.
Is, apparently.
Is dieting in or out?
I don't know. I feel like for me...
Dieting is out.
But I just want to be skinny.
I think wanting to be skinny is also out. I think eating in a way that makes you feel good is in.
I don't know.
I think loving like your body often. Is in, but also losing 10 pounds is in.
Simultaneously,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, 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 yes.
Getting into like moderation.
I think going to the gym to go to the gym, out.
Right.
Going to the gym to have a little kiki with the people at the gym, in.
I'm just like, I feel very insecure at the gym. Yeah. I went to the gym and yesterday and I was like, oh, this is going to make me feel good. I felt so fucking depressed leaving the gym. It was like almost concerning because I'm like, why do I feel like I want to like
wait, can I say something?
Self-harm right now? I'm like so upset at the gym.
If you need someone to talk to, I'm right
no, here. It was like so weird. I'm like, why is my mood crashing?
Yeah. Well, because you go to Equinox, babe. Let me let you in on a little secret. I don't want to float my boat because I feel like a rotund pig right now. But I go to a Planet Fitness in North Hollywood where the clientele are, how do you say, very normal looking. So I walk in, worst day of my life, right? On that stair stepper, whatever the fuck I'm doing that day, headphones in, I'm the hottest bitch you've ever seen. I walk out. Yes, I'm insecure, but you would never know. You don't know why? Because on the scale of 1 to 10, statistically, I'm not the worst.
Being the ugliest person at Equinox, it's really been great.
It's a humbling experience, and we use it to grow. We use it to grow because one day someone will be uglier. Just remember that.
Getting your dad to prescribe you a Ozempic. I'm trying to make it in.
Resolutions are perfect for everyone and they look different. On that note, I think we should start to wrap things up.
This was fun, you guys.
Mainly because we have 14 minutes until the new year.
You're so right.
It's almost 2024 for us.
Oh my God.
And for you guys, happy, happy, happy new year. I hope you guys didn't throw up this new year's. If you did, there's always next year. So looking forward to that. Loving you.
Please
appreciating you.
Please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate us 5 stars. Give us a rating and review.
Yes, yes, yes. You can listen to us. We put our episodes every other Tuesday. We have a website, an email address, nofuckspod.com, nofuckspod@gmail.com. You can send us any questions, concerns, topic suggestions.
It's like Instagram, like threads, fucking TikTok, @nofuckspod.
And we are posting this year. Check it, bitch.
Posting on social media is out.
It's out, but promoting this podcast is in.
It has to be in.
You know why? Because we're turning a profit this year.
Uh-huh.
Making money is still in, unfortunately.
Every year.
Every fucking year. Anyways, send this to a friend if you love them. If you love gay people, definitely send it to a friend and maybe like kiss a man this year.
If you think love is love.
All right, y'all.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast, Adam.
Thanks for having me. I had such a wonderful time.
I love you or whatever.
I love you both so much.
Okay.
All right. You see how he said he loves both of us and not
me. I know, I love you too.
I don't think I have any follow-up questions.
I don't think I have any follow-up questions either.
Bye.